The state is moving mental health and addiction services for low-income Ohioans into Medicaid managed care by July 1st. And it's the biggest and most complicated change the behavioral health system in Ohio has ever seen. But a survey of more than 100 of those providers shows the redesign is straining their finances and could shut them down. More than 60% of the behavioral health and family services providers who responded to the survey said they were getting less money than they budgeted for from Medicaid. And just over half have less than 2 months' worth of the cash they need to operate. Lori Chris speaks for those providers.
The cash flow problems, the resource challenges, the claims rejection volume, all of those kind of bureaucratic business things are putting providers in a position where they might run out of gas before they cross the finish line.
Chris says most providers have had problems with their own systems or the state's in submitting claims. And many providers report their claims are being denied more than 15% of the time. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.